Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Time for our weekly rendezvous with our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. Watch a change of pace once again. I would like to spend some time speaking about the use of Latin. I'm going to ask you something that's a bit silly, I think. You know the game Scrabble? Do you think you can play that in Latin?
It'd probably be much easier in Latin because there's a similarity of the words, you see. You can build the words much more easily in English. Every word is so special, you know, every word is crazy. Oh, yeah, certainly you could play that. I think there are Latin Scrabble games.
Why do you think Latin was the preferred language of a lot of philosophers and scientists?
Well, I think because it is super functional, you see. Latin's not dreamy, it's not contemplative. Functional, it's
precise,
utilitarian. And so if you want to say something or build something, well, then Latin is there. Because you just can't blah, 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 blah in Latin. You just can't do it. The language won't let you.
So you don't have a hard slog of crafting words?
No.
How do you say that in Latin?
Even know what the English means, a hard slog. I don't know.
Well, a tough time at crafting words.
Yeah. Difficile verborum condendorum opus. No, you don't. You don't. I mean, if you look at the Colosseum, you'd say this is an image of the Latin language. And the Colosseum is pure functionality.
Why?
Well, I mean, you know, entrance in, entrance out, seating arrangements. The whole thing is just built to work. Whereas so many other languages, even Greek and other things, you know, or even today, I wouldn't say French, Italian. I have nothing against these languages. But I mean the dreaminess. There's no dreaminess in Latin.
Yet,
just can't do it. I mean, you just can't. It won't get moving and do it.
Yet, you know, there's something that I find strange about Latin, because a language like English, for example, is a changing language. Languages change according to the times. From what you're saying, then, Latin can't change according to times. So that's a flaw in the language, isn't it?
Well, let's put it this way.
How do one say a flaw in the language?
Okay, not bad. Vitium lingue.
Yeah, is it a vitium lingue?
Defectus, vitium lingue. Well, the fact is you have to be honest about this matter, that the fact is you had about 700 years when Latin did change. You see, there was a period of changing Latin. I mean, from Cicero's time, okay, it's 43 B.C., until Erasmus, let's say, okay, 1500, Latin changed 10 times over. Mm-hmm. So the period of change for Latin has already come or gone. Mm-hmm.
So now we don't need it.
We have all that stuff.
No, so now it wouldn't be encumbered with trendy or trite words, right?
No.
How do you say that? Encumbered with trendy or trite words?
Onerari, to be encumbered. Onerari treatise et popularibus verbis. There you are.
It's concise Latin, but it doesn't always trip off the tongue.
No, I mean, Latin is concise if you know it.
How do you say that? Doesn't always trip off the tongue.
What does that mean? Doesn't facile labitur de lingua? No. You really have to know what you're doing.
Heartfelt thanks there, as always, to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, the Pope's own Latinist. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.